Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
All right, let's see if I can get this in 10 minutes here. Welcome to Meaningless Activity. We're going to be talking about Avengers Infinity War, which, you know, fourth highest grossing film of all time, the greatest first week in a film ever, financially. So, I'm sure you've seen the movie by now, right? The sequel's coming out. I would hope you've seen it by now. You know, I have a lot of things, a lot of issues with Marvel movies and a lot of issue with DC movies. Because nothing's ever perfect, you know, nothing's ever what we go in thinking. And as someone who's read Infinity Gauntlet, you know, it's good to see that this film didn't mind having the snap at the end. Which... I guess I'm a little... The only thing... You know, everything happened the way it kind of should, I guess. But when we look at the people that are gone... the only thing that brought a tear to my eye was Groot. I mean, he's the last of his species. How is that half of the population when you're the only one of that planet? You know? That bothered me. Half of all life, I mean, there is no half of one, so he should have been good to go, right? That's the only thing that I left with in that movie. I left upset that Groot was taken away by the snap, because, you know, there isn't two of them, so, I mean, there's not a remainder. So that's an unfair balance. And that's what Thanos is all about. Balance. Balance and order. It's kind of like Organization 13 in Kingdom Hearts. It's all about balance. Yin-yang. Yada, yada. So the remainder. So you have Stark and Nebula on Titan. And then you got Banner and Cap and Rocket and Black Widow, Thor in Wakanda. And Thanos is just chilling on another planet watching the sun rise. You know, after seeing the... there was a lot of fan service, right? There was a lot of fan service throughout. You know, you got Banner. I don't know why they had Banner that couldn't, you know, transform. I thought that was just kind of a weak, you know, whole, you know, 3 hours of that. You know, putting him in the Hulkbuster armor, that's funny and everything. The team-ups, of course, were epic, just because it brings back some, like, Marvel Ultimate Alliance memories of some of the team-up moves that you could do in that game. It's a struggle. I mean, I know the movie's long, right? It's 149 minutes, but they were still able to give enough of the characters, I think, screen time. But to me, I wanted a little bit more Quill, a little bit more Strange. I feel like Tony gets a lot of screen time, which, I mean, yeah, it's Iron Man, but Captain America's a much more important character than Iron Man in the grand scheme of the Marvel Universe, at least in the comics. I mean, you know, you just feel like, especially when you look at the actual Civil War comic, that's not the team that most people backed was Iron Man's. So who was all in the movie? So we had Iron Man, we had Thor, we had Hulk, we had Captain America, we had Black Widow. We're used to that. Additions being Doctor Strange, War Machine, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Vision, Scarlet Witch, Falcon, Winter Soldier, Loki, Heimdall, and then, of course, all the Guardians. And let's talk about the person who stole the show for most people, which was Josh Brolin as Thanos. I know I did the Deadpool 2 episode. We talked about how excellent Josh Brolin was in as Cable. And one of the best jokes in, you know, the movie was when Deadpool called him out as Thanos. But I've always liked Thanos as a character. Visually, I think he was portrayed well. You always, when you have that much animation going on, it is, you never know what you're going to get, right? Is it going to look too gummy, you know, like Ang Lee Hulk? Is it going to be too phony, you know, like somebody put a Toy Story movie in a live action movie? So, but I mean, it was done very well, obviously. I mean, the budget was gigantic for this film for a good reason, because it was the highest grossing film of the year and broke several records for how successful it was. However, I'm curious to see, you know, we know that Captain Marvel is going to play a role in the film, the sequel. But I'm unsure, you know, because I mean, Drax should play a huge role. I'd like them to introduce Moondragon. I would like to see Mistress Death, just because she's kind of the reason Thanos is doing all this. And I don't think they're going to bring in Warlock. I don't know if they're going to give that role to somebody else. Because I don't, it just depends on where they're, you know, where they're pulling their information from. You know, I haven't seen any, like, Cosmic Cube situations, so I'm assuming it's more Infinity Saga, so we're not going to see those characters. But Warlock is still a big part of that. So, where's Adam Warlock? And I guess it's not going to be something that they're going to even worry about. I don't know if they're going to give, you know, Adam Warlock's proudest moment to Tony Stark, just because they want him to go out as, you know, just the Mac Daddy of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is understandable. I mean, he did breathe new life into Marvel via, you know, the original Iron Man films, which were not necessarily in the Disney realm, but now it is. So, where do we go? Where do we go from here? I mean, it was an excellent movie. Great job throughout the music. I mean, you know, it was a great movie. Everybody knows that. I'm not arguing that at all. But I am very, very curious as to see how, no pun intended, what's the end game? Let me give my 2 cents as to how I think they're going to play this out. So it was recently, I don't know, tweeted or something, that Ragnarok fans were going to get a lot out of Endgame, right? And the only thing that could be is the very iconic moment when Hela and Thanos kiss. So, if they use Hela as the end of this, right? Because, all right, so basically in the comic, she confronts him, she's hooded, and I'm sure they would use that because it's cinematic. And she, you know, she requests help from Thanos, and then she offers to give him something that he's been searching for his entire life. And Thanos, they don't necessarily like agree, but it's implied that he accepts. And what he's searching for his entire life is death. And Hela gives him death. And after that, the two embrace. But Infinity War, excellent movie. That's my prediction. A Hela integration into Endgame. So we'll see. We'll see very shortly.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Say Metro by T-Mobile, got the best deal in wireless, and it's all for you, all for me. Just switch quickly, because Metro has two lines for $80 and two Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones for free, plus Amazon Prime included. That's the way wireless should be, only at Metro.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.